new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two, baby, are the Midnight Riders underway. Welcome aboard. Monday night, the 5th of November, 2007. And I am just tickled to be here. I've got to tell you, I shouldn't be here because I did my show this afternoon and I felt pretty good. And then about 7 o'clock, I started feeling really bad. And fever, all that kind of stuff. Breaking it, but then again, we've got, you know, a big weather change coming in and that kind of thing. So I just knew that there was no way I was going to miss doing this program tonight. Just no way whatsoever. If this was for any reason my last program, I am going to leave a happy man. If this is the last program I ever do, I will leave a happy man based on what I've seen today from the American people. This is, it's huge. People who vehemently disagree with each other came together and made this possible. Because the ideas of freedom and liberty are universal. They resonate with everyone. And like I said, if I do no more programs in my life whatsoever, the two programs I have done today, I can walk away from this saying that I thoroughly enjoyed this and that I'm so proud of what Americans have done. When Americans put their mind to something and do it, $4.3 million. Absolutely huge. And I can't get over that. I mean, that's cool. Chat rooms are open, by the way, but I'm just not in there. If you want to join the chat rooms, they're open at republicbroadcasting.org. Just click the chat link there. Or at midnightridershow.com, click the chat link there. Easy to get set up and get going. We don't require a lot of information at either place. Quick and easy. You're not going to get spammed, that kind of stuff with a bunch of stuff. So great place to go. And a great place to be, and a lot of like-minded individuals that are there. And like I said, this is just, you know, a huge, huge day, and the numbers keep rolling on. $7,175,259. And I can't reiterate how much pride I had, and I know I probably shouldn't be prideful. But just knowing that you know, I did just a small part to help this today, and to participate in it and talk about it, it's more than you'll know. We're going to come back on the other side. Carol in Pennsylvania, hold on. We'll take you first, followed by Brian in Texas, and then Stephen in California. Don't go anywhere. There's more right here on the Midnight Rider.
We'll Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah, November 5th, 2007. Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. Yes, indeed. Guy Fawkes Day. And today it was used to raise $4.3 million for Ron Paul. That's huge. Let's go back to the telephone. Carol in Pennsylvania, thank you for patiently waiting. You're on the program.
Hello. Yes, I gave. You said you were ill. I have to tell you a little story before I get into what I want to say, but
okay.
I have a one-year-old granddaughter. Last Saturday was very ill at my home. I was up with her off and on all night, and I gave her half a teaspoon twice in the middle of the night of Super Silver.
Yeah.
And by 5 o'clock in the morning, her fever was gone. Well, she had her annual checkup then later on in this past week, and the doctor said she had an ear infection. He said he was strong enough to fight that off.
Yo-yo to the silver. Yeah, I'm going to get me some in the morning.
Yeah, tell you, it is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Wolf Blitzer says, Is he really getting that much money, or are they pledges, or are they on the credit card? He doesn't want to believe it.
No, they don't. I mean, they're going to do everything they possibly can, Carol, to denigrate him. And what is being done? I mean, all they got to do is wait until the end of the quarter and check out the Federal Election Commission records, and it's all going to be there.
Yeah, that's what the gal said. But anyway, when Slick Willie came to my town, he didn't come into town. He stopped at a rest stop about 15 miles from town to do his deeds.
Right.
I didn't go to see him. But Allegheny College, in 2004, Cheney came to Allegheny College and gave a talk, and the only people that were allowed in were the Republicans. There were 600 of them. Well, the students really had a riot outside, which I didn't know this until today. Well, the guy that's the head of the political events there has sent letters out to all universities and colleges to stop this and to make sure that there's room for the common citizen and anybody that wants into these events. And I would love to see Ron Paul come to Allegheny College, because I'm sure he could get some good campaign finance money out of these rich people. And I mean, this is a rich, rich college.
Yeah, I mean, they benefit too. No income tax. They keep what they make. Heck of a deal.
Well, I'm going to send the article down to him and ask him if he would come here, because
yeah,
I mean, it's really be nice. And I did see while I was watching the money come in at a dentist from my hometown, Gabe, which really set me back a pace. So they're coming from all walks of life.
They are. I mean, and regardless of race, color, and creed, they're finding out about Ron Paul and the message of symbols. Like I said on the PBS debate, that was mainly aimed at African Americans and minorities. Everything that Ron Paul said resonated with all those people, and he got the loudest applause of all. I mean, he tore the place apart.
Now, you want to laugh? I was in a store the other day, and I was talking about the Super Silver to this gal, and I got to the checkout, and, of course, the checker, she's listening. A young gal, I'd say probably around 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, we got to get Ron Paul into office. And she says, well, she says, I never heard of him, but she says, I think that black lady would make a good president. I said, you mean Condoleezza Rice? I won't tell you what I said to her. I didn't say anything vulgar, but
right.
I set her straight. I had to set
yeah.
her straight.
Yeah, I mean, she's told her share of tall ones.
Yeah, I mean, to think that that's how small some people's minds, they see somebody, hear somebody's name long enough, they begin to believe they're good.
Right, and it's about the contest. It's about R's and D's winning. It's not about ideas anymore. And that's where Ron Paul is changing the paradigm regarding how people look at elections, because his campaign is about ideas and not whether or not the R's or the D's are going to mount the biggest charge and win the race.
I also read today where, I don't know if it was a town or in Florida that collected over $1 million for Ron Paul. Now, I don't know if they put this in there. I don't think they did. Excuse me, I don't think they did.
I don't think they have yet. And if they have, I mean, boom, that'll be even greater.
Yeah.
You know, if they throw that into the mix as
yeah,
well,
I know
that'll
it was,
put him up well over $8 million.
Yeah, I know it was well over $1 million that they said they collected for him.
That's
but
really cool.
I figured they probably didn't put that in there because how they can't put it on a credit card, or somehow they got to get it to them. But they, you know,
right? They would have to have records of all the
yeah.
individual donations and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and get it to them. It's going to be a lengthy little accounting process.
Okay. Well, I thank you.
You're welcome,
you
Carol.
Care.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to get better. I mean, like I said, if this is the last show I ever do, if the good Lord was for some reason to come to take me tonight, I would die a happy man. Because of what I've witnessed today. I mean, that's just absolutely huge. Brian in Texas, thank you for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. This is a celebration today. I mean, Americans really came through and showed the powers that be that freedom and liberty and the Constitution is worth fighting for.
I'm telling you, it really surprised me because I hadn't had too much of a positive response to Ron Paul. And in the past, I don't know, week or so,
mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of campaigning on MySpace.
Right.
And I have had more response in the past week or so than I have had in 6 months prior to that.
Yeah, I think Jay Leno helped out a bunch
as
bringing some more awareness. And the fact that every time this guy is on television, he scores. I mean, It's straight to the hoop. I mean, it's the old pick and roll, and then he's in the basket.
Right. Any question they ask him, he's got the right answer, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Every single time. At first, you know, I'm a lifetime Democrat, and when I first heard, you know, he was Republican and I heard what he was and everything, I was kind of skeptical, you know?
Right.
And then I listened to it all the way through, you know, because the R's and D's, that's a big joke anyway.
Right.
You know, so I sat down and listened to it, and I said, you know, he sounds like he's right, so I'm not going to go with the R's and D's. I sat down and listened to it, and I'm telling you, I was blown away. Ever since the day that I sat down and really listened to it and went to the website and found out what he was all about and did a little bit of research, it took a couple of days. But after that, I was, you know, I was sold.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It didn't take me long either. I mean, I've been listening to him for a while. And what the man has had to say is point blank on. He's honest, and he has his line in the sand, and he doesn't go over it.
Yeah, and his voting record.
Yeah, it's his voting record and what he's done, and when he draws his line in the sand, they don't come over.
Right.
And he doesn't
it.
Go over to their side.
And the lobbyists don't even come to his office anymore because they know he's not into that.
No. I mean, but that's, you know, that's more money than they give to Kucinich or Hillary Rodham Clinton or all these others, you know, Fred Thompson, you know, Barack Obama, you know, all these guys, you know, can get more of that AIPAC money.
Yeah, it's all bought and paid for up there on the hill.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, we've got Comrade Chertoff, who's a little dual citizen, along with Wolfowitz and probably 100, 200 others that are sitting there in the halls of government, you know, with a nice little dual Israeli-American citizenship. And you've got to ask, where are their priorities? Where do those lie? And the mere fact that we've hired consultants that used to work for the Stasi to come over here and talk about how to control people.
Right.
You know, that's incredible. And if that's not a sign to American people that they want to make this a police state, then I don't know what else I can tell you.
Well, the way I see it, he's our last hope. I mean, it's to the point, you know, it's to the brink where either it's going to go the wrong way or it's going to go the right way, and there's pretty much only one man that's going to help us put it the right way. I mean, there may be a couple other people up there on the hill, but they're quiet right now because they know if they speak up, they're going to get booted out.
Well, I think he's the
only one with enough balls to speak up and say,
yeah,
hey, this is what I believe, and that's the way I'm going to be, and, you know, if you don't like it, screw off.
Right, exactly. At least he sleeps good at night.
Right.
And the fact, whether he wins or not, is the fact that this message is going out to countless millions of people across this country, and people are joining up. I mean, almost 40,000 people donated to this deal today.
I know.
That's huge.
I know. It's massive. Well, I didn't think that, I mean, I think after today, seeing, you know, what happened and everything, and tomorrow they're going to have to report, you know, 4 million in 24 hours.
Yeah.
They're going to have to report that amount. I mean, they're going to have to say something. They can't just ignore that because their whole being and everything they are is about money.
Yeah, they obliterated every online fundraising effort that has happened in the past as far as presidential candidates are concerned, probably politically, except I think for Hillary Rodham Clinton, who had $6.1 million in a day.
Right.
But I'm sure there was tons of corporate money going through that as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, but I mean, the fact that $4.3 million came in from just Joe Blow and Sally Soccer Mom and,
right.
and you know, John Doe over there and Bill and Sarah and Sammy and Tim and Tammy and
well,
just
it
all
makes
over
you not
there.
Feel as alone in the world, too. I mean, you know, for a while there, I was like, you know, I don't think there's very many other people that think the way I think or believe what I believe, you know, because media lies to you every day.
Right.
Everything that comes out of the media, 90% of it is just lies. Once in a while, you see the truth for like 10 seconds, then they break away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's they can't let you have too much of that.
No.
I mean, they've got to protect their own little behinds. But I appreciate your call, Brian. Spot on. And thanks for listening. And I appreciate it. And I know we've had a ton of new listeners tonight, and I want to thank you for listening in. I'm glad you found us, whether it be via MySpace bulletin or a chat room or however, a forum across the internet. Glad you're with us for the program tonight. Or if you're listening on KU Satellite or on a micro-broadcast FM station, I just am just blown literally away that you guys are with us tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll talk with Stephen in California. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800 313-9443. It's a celebration, folks. Ron Paul, confirmed, top-tier presidential candidate. If they don't like it, back in just a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us tonight for Monday, November the 5th, 2007. Wow, what a day. 4.3 million raised for Ron Paul's campaign. Let's take it to the phone call. Steve in California, thank you for patiently waiting. You are on the air.
Great, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
My
name is Steven Vincent, and I'm a Ron Paul organizer in Southern California.
Very cool.
Yeah, I also organize on a national level as well, and I actually host a show called The Freedom Message. It's a live internet television news report that I have every day, Monday through Friday, from 3:30 to 4:30 Pacific time.
Where can people watch it at?
They can go to my website, ronpaulfreedommessage.com.
Cool.
ronpaulfreedommessage.com. And it's a news report. I basically give the news live, focusing, of course, on Ron Paul and the Ron Paul movement, but bringing in other things that are important, issues that are relevant to the freedom message. And just a few things I wanted to share with you.
Please do.
There's something going on, a rumor. I guess this would qualify as a rumor. It's certainly not anything that's confirmed. But it seems possible that the servers at ronpaul2008.com were only able to handle a certain limited number of transactions at the same time, and that all of the transactions have, in fact, not yet been tabulated. So that there's a guesstimate apparently going around that the actual total for the quarter right now would be closer to something like $8 million.
No kidding.
So that, in fact, we may have raised actually more money than we realize at this point.
Is that from a pretty good source?
It's just something that's going around, so I can't confirm that. But it does look like that could be true if you have a look at the charts of the fundraising, you can see that, in fact, the money is still coming in, which means that perhaps that the servers are now just catching up with money that they weren't able to count previously.
Right.
So that's certainly a possibility. Let me get an update on that for you while I tell you about the next thing. That I wanted to talk about was I have visited all of the mainstream media news sites, and right now it appears they're going to be doing their darndest to ignore this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at this point, we can run it down for you. We've got Fox News, nothing at all. We've got CBS News, nothing at all, and not so much as a mention on Fox or CBS. On ABC News, there was a story which apparently seems like it's been pulled down. Oh, no, is that still at the top? Ron Paul
right.
Is money. That's several hours old. We've got MSNBC. Ron Paul sets one-day GOP fundraising record. It's found on the politics page. Let's see, we've got CNBC, nothing at all. And we've got CNN, nothing at all. So the majority of the mainstream media at this point appear to be completely ignoring this event. It would seem to me something of this magnitude is, if it were any other candidate, it would be on the front page, not just the front page of the politics section.
Right.
It would be on the front page if it were any other candidate. So I think that we are going to have our work cut out for us, because what we're going to need to do is make lots of phone calls and send
yep.
lots of emails to the establishment media in the next couple of days to get them to acknowledge what has just happened, and so that we can make the most hay out of this that we possibly can. Because right now it appears, and to whatever extent that they will give us acknowledgement of this accomplishment, it certainly appears that they are going to be bringing up the Guy Fawkes, V, and terrorism connection whenever possible.
Oh,
all
sure.
of these articles mention it, and I'm sure we'll be beat upside the head with that connection with frequency.
Well, I mean, we had a theme we ran with it. I mean, the problem is they can't generate any excitement for their top-tier candidates, as they call them. Nobody cares about Giuliani. They know he's a crook. He's liable to get investigated for the radio issue regarding 9/11, where he bought radios they knew up front did not work, and then had the audacity to go and sell them to other cities like Philadelphia. Fred Thompson, this guy, you know, he always looks like he's come off a three-day drunk.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much makeup you put on him. Same thing with Mitt Romney. I mean, it's all plastic.
John McCain toast, Huckabee toast, Tancredo host, or toast, and Duncan Hunter toast. Steve, stay right there. We'll talk more on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider. Jeff, stay there. We'll come to you after Steve. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and wrapping up November 5th, 2007. Talking with Steve in California. Steve, how long have you been associated with the campaign as a volunteer?
Well, let's see. That would be about the first week of April. I had been thinking about getting involved in the campaign, and I decided to check out what I could do and did a search and found out about the meetup groups and found that there wasn't one in my neighborhood. So I decided to start one. And within a few days, I had about a dozen people signed up. And then, let's see, I started my group on a Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we found out that Ron Paul would be in Los Angeles that coming Friday to be on the Bill Maher show. And I sent out emails to all the other meetup groups in the Southern California area saying, hey, guys, the man's coming to town. Let's get down there and give him a hero's welcome. And within a couple of days, organized a greeting for Ron Paul and a sign waving for Ron Paul in front of the studio in Hollywood where the taping was taking place. And we had about 60 people out on the street, and we managed to get about 40 people inside the audience. And we just raised holy hell for Ron Paul during the taping of that show. And
right.
We opened Bill Maher's eyes to Ron Paul.
That's incredible. I got to give you a round of applause there. That's excellent work.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You saw something that needed done, and you went and did it. I mean, that's just that's what this whole thing has been about. One-man movement saying, okay, this is something a job I see needing to get done. Now it's time to get after it
and
get busy.
Exactly,
I salute you, man.
That's exactly it. And if we all do that, there's absolutely no stopping us. You know, we really do need to take that kind of responsibility for taking our country back. Ron Paul says frequently, you know, hey, it's not my revolution. He said this several times recently. Hey, it's not my revolution. You know, it's your revolution. You're the
right
ones who are making it happen. I just uncorked the genie, as it were, and now I'm benefiting from your work. So, yeah, we all need to do that. And as a matter of fact, the next big thing is coming up real soon, and I'm helping to organize this on a national level. It's called the All America Action Week for Ron Paul.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. This comes out of a couple of things that have already happened in the past. I led and organized something called the All America Walk for Ron Paul.
Right.
And we did two of them. And the first time we had 29 cities participate. Last time we had 65 cities participate. And this time we're going for 130 cities participating. And the other element of this was an effort called Paint the Town Ron.
Right.
Where people would make banners and signs and hang them up and just paint their town Ron overnight. And both of these had a pretty dramatic effect. Now, we're combining those two efforts together for this next one. It's going to be an entire week of activities in support of Ron Paul. And it's also going to incorporate the sort of the next stage, which is precinct walking, going door to door for Ron Paul and finding those potential Ron Paul voters and turning them out to vote at the polling place on election day. So the plan is basically, first we start out by you choose a target, you find an area that you think has got a good degree of potential for turning out for Ron on election day, identify your target, then you paint that target Ron on the 10th and the 11th. We're going to start with that, paint that target completely Ron. And then during that week, you're going to make waves. You're going to do some sign waving. You're going to do some tabling. You're going to do a variety of efforts to create public awareness about Ron Paul and his message in that targeted area. And then on that Saturday, the 17th, you're going to walk through that area, get as many people together. We had over 100 people here in L.A. walking in our last one. And some other cities had 200, 300, 400 people walking. You're going to walk through that area, as many people as you can get through the most densely populated and highly trafficked areas, and raise some more consciousness about Ron Paul. And when you terminate your walk, you're going to break down into groups of 2 to 4 people, and you're going to go out into that neighborhood, and you're going to knock on doors, and you're going to find the Ron Paul voter. You're going to register that voter, and you're going to get their information so that you can make sure that they turn out to vote for Ron Paul. This is how we're going to win the election, by this process, repeating it over and over and over again. And it starts this weekend, the 10th and the 11th, going through all the way to the 17th of November.
Now, is there a website where people can go to get more information?
Yes, you can go to ronpaulfreedommessage.com.
Okay.
And there's a link for the All America Walk there, ronpaulfreedommessage.com. And you can also actually you need to go to ronpaulfreedommessage.com/allamericawalk. There's a link on the upper left hand corner of the page too, and that's of course where you can also watch my show. It's Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 4:30 Pacific, 5:30 to 6:30 Central, and 6:30 to 7:30 Eastern, a daily live news report about the Ron Paul campaign, the revolution, and associated important pieces of news that come up.
RonPaulFreedomMessage.com.
That's it, my friend.
Excellent. And if you have any more news that you come across, do not hesitate to ever call us.
Oh, please. I'll be happy to. I've been enjoying your show, so I'll try to call in whenever possible. And then if you feel my show is also a call-in show as well, if you feel like you'd like to call in with whatever you'd like to talk about, please, by all means, just pick up the phone. All the information you need to call in is right there on the webpage.
Excellent. I look forward to watching your program.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. You have a great night. Let's take our final call here, unless somebody else joins us. Jeff in Oregon, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider. How are you?
All right. Fine. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am
great.
I'm great.
Great historic day.
Yeah, I mean, we're celebrating here tonight. I mean, this is cool.
I'm 41 and voted for Ron in 88. So, I mean, saw him on C-SPAN, had very little coverage back in 88. But, everything he was saying at that time was just really hit home that,
right.
You know, the guy made sense. And, that, if you go through the past congressional speeches and records, you'll see where, you know, he's right on the money. Everything that he's warned people about is coming to pass. As far as the dollar and interventionism and
right. And since 88, Jeff, has his message changed at all?
No, no. Well, that's what's so refreshing about the person. Although what impresses me from talking or listening to other people here is that hopefully this, he needs more than just himself to get the changes the country needs,
right.
And that this movement has to grow and continue on from here. The people complain about the media right now, and then there was another doctor from another site for Ron that wrote a letter months ago saying that everything Ron stands for is a revolution to these people. And they're not going to just roll over. So
that's just too cool. I'm just totally stoked about today. I mean, and the donations are still coming in. They're slowing down some. And Steve in California, his estimate might be a bit right there at 7,192,000 right now. And so it may be where this the servers are still running the donations through, and so we may see a huge.
The thing about from reading history, getting back to reading, how our country was founded, the Federalist Papers, and people study their history, is that I don't think many people today can define what liberty means. everything like Christmas has Santa Claus, and the 4th of July and things have fireworks. I mean, the real meanings are lost. Even, Abraham Lincoln at the time of the Civil War wrote something about what liberty meant. The people needed to find out what that meant. Like, I don't know, this generation, they've been so conditional, institutionalized by what's been going on like Ron has said previously, is that when a lot of people hear they think that he's a radical or what, he tries to impress upon people that he's the guy who's normal. It's what's been going on has been radical. you know, I mean, as far as your what's the loss of liberty and the corruption in D.C., just stealing people's wealth through socialism and taxation, and yeah, pretty exciting to see change. I'm surprised at all the young people. It's really I never expected that would happen. I didn't expect to see so many young people be excited about liberty, especially from a man who's so conservative.
Right. But it's a message that resonates. The message is simple. It's neither conservative nor liberal. It's a freedom message. And it says, you know, you should be able to live your life as you want, as long as you don't hurt others. And you should be free to make your choices according to the way you see fit and not have a government sit and rob you of the best efforts of your work and your labor, and then sit and steal from you again by creating this Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme that, again, just keeps stealing from you.
Yeah, he had another speech recently that was very good. He said, if people ignore, you know, what I'm saying now, I mean, it kind of doesn't matter in a sense, because we're going to have a collapse here, and they're going to have to come to terms with what I'm saying. It's just, I mean, if they don't do it now, it's going to come on them later, you know, laying out, you know, how we're 50-some trillion in the hole from entitlements that are coming up for, and, you know, we have some serious problems that people gloss over. That's the beauty of the message, in the sense that the truth is never going to go away.
No. No, I mean, you can change it, and you can twist it around, spin it any way you want to, but the truth is still the truth.
Right.
And at the end of the day, when the light is shown on it, it's going to be shown for exactly what it is, and evil, such as these people like Giuliani and Fred Thompson. And I can't say Mitt Romney's an evil guy. I mean, because here this guy is, he's got a wife with multiple sclerosis. He helps take care of her and that type of thing, and is committed to run to this. He's either a fool, or he's got a good family, or three, he just doesn't care.
Yeah, you wonder about the motivations of men to do these things. Dr. Paul's past, being in a profession where he's not a career politician as such, it kind of it makes it easier to accept over other people that may, you know, power corrupts or whatever, and people that make their whole, you know, could you say, are they public servants, or is there something else that draws them to that? I don't know. You can tell the honesty there and integrity, especially the record of not spending like his whole budget and giving some of that back. That's unheard of. Just even the little placard on his desk saying, "Don't steal, the government hates competition."
Right.
Kind of thing. You know, that's, you don't hear, or even, you know, in writing in his book saying that, you know, in 1987, writing that we needed to have a duplication of our revolution, the colonial revolution. You know, you don't hear that coming from many politicians often. So it's just on a whole different wavelength. So it's exciting. So
it scares them. And the fact that $4.3 million came through today in one day, in 24 hours, is absolutely huge. And, yeah, the mainstream media is going to try to push this aside, but there is no way in the end that they can. I mean, whether they talk about it or not, McCain, Huckabee, Tancredo, and Duncan Hunter have got to sit there and really start scratching their heads and say, do I have a chance? And that answer is no, barring an absolute miracle.
Yeah, I don't know how – I mean, I know Tancredo, I guess, is a member of the Liberty Caucus and is friends with Dr. Paul. I don't know whether he would endorse him or not, but I guess they're friends. So
he's a one-issue candidate that supports getting rid of illegal immigration, but at the same time, he denies the North American Union.
Right.
So, I mean, take that. It's just a single-issue guy that's going to sit there and pander to that. And there's not enough people in this country that are looking at just one issue.
That's what I was saying. What we were saying earlier was that people get frustrated with the press. They don't, you know, just keep it in context that it's a war.
Right.
You know, we're talking about ideas over D's and R's, but these ideas that you're dealing with the other people that are intellectual, that know what the ideas are, it's a warfare. They don't want these ideas out there. They don't want liberty. you know, and because that they have their own worldview that doesn't include liberty. It's
right.
You know.
Well, and knowledge is power, and when you empower the populace, you know, tyranny can quite easily come to an end. And when people know the game that you're running, they get rather tired of it rather quickly.
Right. That's the beauty. I hope that if no matter what happens as far as the rest of the election here, is that the spark that's been ignited. I mean, Jefferson wrote in a document to somebody else that the conditions were right for the fire to to make the thing like it was tinder ready for a flame.
Right.
I think that I see America as like that. I hope that the flame can be channeled and that this can, you know, move forward through this, because even if he was elected, you know, we need congressmen and like I think you mentioned earlier in the program, we need to get rid of the bums and, you know, liars and crooks and get some integrity in there, people that are going to do something instead of trying to usher in like a globalism or something, you know, out of the ashes of America.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's a spirit of freedom that still beats in the hearts of many Americans, and we're going to ignite it. Being a revolutionary is in our blood. And
right.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. Thank
right,
you.
Thank
great,
you.
Great words.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a good night. Revolutionaries, it's in our blood, most certainly. Back in a minute with a final segment. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
final segment tonight here on the Midnight Rider for November 5th, 2007. Oh, wow. What a day. And I've been in media for a long time. And I have never in my life in, over 13 years of radio, both mainstream and the year and 3 months that I've been doing this, and here since August on the Midnight Rider, I have never wildly supported a candidate until Ron Paul. I wholeheartedly believe in him. I wholeheartedly believe in his message. I think his message is key, even more so than winning the election. His message is key to getting our country back. And we start there. Whether he makes the White House or not, we keep him in this thing, in this fight, as long as we possibly can. And we run as many of these junkyard dogs off as we can, where people keep listening and the message of freedom and liberty keep resonating. And as it resonates, it's going to make it more and more difficult for them to keep doing what they're doing in trying to crack this into a police state, to ruin our economy, bring about the North American Union. I mean, Ron Paul talks about all of this, how war in Iraq is based on all lies. And he lays it out plainly, and he shows you through the use of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, what liberty and freedom and living by that great document is all about. That we are meant to be free, that we should be able to take any path we want. And that if we work hard enough and we work long enough, that we can accomplish anything that we set our minds to, regardless of education or background. I mean, some of the greatest people that we've talked about that people go through in school, the heroes of the American Revolution. And after that, most of those guys, those Minutemen, all poor. Most of them didn't read. Most of them didn't write. But they were there and they fought. Same thing with the Civil War, whether for the South or for the North. They all fought because they were right. And I think the South was more right than the North. Had nothing to do with slavery. But still, things are basic. Things are easy. It's easy to understand. It doesn't require all these huge law degrees to look at the Constitution and see how plainly written it is. And if you are the least bit flexible and can get a dictionary, you can figure it out. It's not that difficult at all. And we can help restore our country and put it back and build a real future for our children and our grandkids. I look at my little grandkids. I spent last weekend with them for a while, and I saw those little guys and that little granddaughter of mine that's just about 2 months old. And I thought, what you're doing is right, and you keep it up, and don't ever quit. And today, after seeing what I've seen today, I said it earlier, if I die tonight, I will die a happy man in my bed, knowing what Americans did today in a quest to start the revolution, to take their country back. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night with Trevor Lyman of thisnovember5th.com. He's the guy who started it all up. Good night, everyone.